Hello?
Hey, this is Charlie with customer support. I was returning your phone call. Is there anything I can help you with today?
Yeah. Is it Charlie? Is that your name?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I have a problem. Are you with the Good Life people?
We work alongside different companies.
Yeah. I have a fraudulent charge on my checking account from Good Lifestyle product that I never allowed or whatever. It's fraud. I need it to be canceled, please.
Okay. Can I have your zip code, please, so I can access your account?
01537.
Okay. Can I have your first name, please? First and last name, please?
Shari Bansfield. B as in boy, A-N-S-F-I-E-L-D.
Okay, and last but not least, can I have your address for security purposes?
Okay, mailing address is a P.O. Box 397, mm-hmm. North Oxford, Massachusetts.
Okay, let's see here, let's take a look at your account. All right, so we do see that you had the smart health watch for $695, January 21st.
That was a watch, right? That
yes.
was the health
yes.
watch?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Which I can't really use. But okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
It also says that you have already been refunded the $14.95 for the top lifestyle products.
I don't even know what that one was.
Let me see. I'm going to actually zoom in on this.
I'm looking for the $59.95 charge. That's the one that I don't know what it is.
Okay, let's see. $59.95 for the... Mirror Good Lifestyle products? Let's see what that is.
I don't know, but I'm like the most unhealthy person, so I seriously doubt that I would buy anything
okay,
else
so
related
it's,
to
so
that.
Okay, so it's a, I'm sorry, I was reading the wrong one. Okay, so for the $29.95, okay, start off first. You had a smartwatch for $6.95. Now, the free trial. Then you had the mini pods that came alongside with it, which was $29.95.
No, that was what was canceled. That was
yeah.
the $14.
Yeah,
that
was refunded, and then the warranty was refunded. And so basically the only thing that you see with the $59.95 is basically the full cost for that watch that you have. So that's basically what you just paid for.
That's not right. It was $6.98, not $59.
Okay, so basically the free trial for the shipping and handling was $6.95. The actual watch itself?
Yeah.
Ma'am?
It was supposed to be $6.95. I'm aggravated now. It's incorrect.
No, ma'am, don't be aggravated. I just want to, you know, explain to you in full. Like, I know, like, sometimes the ads and stuff can be misleading sometimes, but
well, it also came through the U.S. Postal Service. I don't even know how they got involved with that, but they did not say the watch was $59.95. They said you only have to pay the shipping, which was $6.98 or whatever.
So where did you see this advertisement?
It came through via the United States Postal Service.
Okay, so it was through the mail.
No, it was online.
Okay, online. Gotcha. Yeah, so those things, like, either online or sometimes how they even come on TV, they'll tell you, the small price, like, shipping and handling or free trial, but then in that fine print, it's usually going to be a full price somewhere listed.
Well, this is misleading. I don't want it. I need a refund, please.
Okay.
I'll send the watch back. I don't care. About the watch.
Let me look at this. Okay, let's see. Okay, so now I'm looking at this, you qualify for the refund for 35%. This would be $20.98.
What's that? Can you say that again?
Okay, so I was looking at it, and you do qualify for the 35% refund. This would be $20.98 out of $59.95.
Why am I only getting 20%?
It's the fact that you have the watch, you received the product, so.
Yeah, but I'll return it. It's not any good. And I still don't even know what the $59 is for. You're saying they actually are charging that to the watch? That's not what it said.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you're trying to do your job, but really, I don't see this as being fair at all.
Okay, give me 1 second while I speak to my supervisor.
That would be terrific. Thank you. Speaking to a supervisor. Saying the watch actually cost $59. It ain't worth it. I know, you have to keep telling me. Daisy. All right, stop. Daisy, please. I didn't need to cancel my card after all of that.
Well, you're getting a new one anyway. Okay, ma'am. You can return the watch. I'm going to give you an address to write down. So basically, how it's going to work. Is I'm going to refund you half of this. You ship out the product. Once you ship it out, you call us back, and then whoever picks up, they'll issue you the other half of your refund.
All right. I guess that's what I have to do if that's what you're saying I have to do. So.
Okay. So let me look up this address, and then whenever you're ready, I'll give it to you to write down.
Okay. I just want to see if it's on the box itself. Maybe we don't even have to go through all that.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Oh, it came like this, George, or it had an outside box? It had a pouch. Oh, yeah, I don't have the address. So that answers that question.
Okay.
All right, I need the address. Take a second here.
Yeah,
I appreciate your help.
Yeah, anytime.
Appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what's the name of the place now that I'm sending it to? Lifestyle, that?
Okay, so it's a weird name too. Let me see if I can actually go to the website.
It's probably fraudulent.
Okay, so for the name, you could just write down Smart Health Watch.
Okay.
Okay. And for the
Yep.
address, the return address is going to be 1155 1 and then East 45th Avenue, Unit
Yep.
C.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jeez, my
Denver.
hand is getting tired. Yeah, where's it?
Denver, Colorado. And then the zip code is going to be 80239.
Okay, and you're going to give me back 29 something today, correct?
Yes, I'm giving you half of that today. And then, as a matter of fact, just remain on the line while I calculate that
You
now.
know what? You can't put it through on the debit card because I canceled it.
Because I was going to
But
send it
the.
back to whatever bank you were with.
Oh, well, that's okay if you can do that. I don't know. You try it. They weren't helpful at all, my bank. I hope they can put it through without the debit card. Ay, ay. How are they going to do it now? Yeah, they may not be able to do it. Boy, this is turning out to be a real pain. I don't need this aggravation. I don't know.
Okay, so as your total for right now for half is gonna be $29.97, and like I said, once you ship off the other stuff, when you give us a call back, they should refund you.
Do you think the refund's going to go through without my debit card working at this point?
Well, it's gonna take 3 to 5 business days to process anyway, so you should have time to get another one if you want.
And then I'll have to call you back probably because they can't put it through. That's what I'm thinking.
'Cause the way I want to say is like, since you're still with your bank, 'cause I mean, it's not like you canceled your whole account, right?
Yeah, I could see my account.
Yeah, so I think it should just go back to your bank in general.
All right.
If
Well, if
not,
that happens, yay.
just
All
call us
right.
back.
Okay, will do.
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.